This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, feline friends. This is Michelle Fern, your host on Chattitude. So, you know, so many times I say, oh, it feels like Friday. Well, it's Friday, so this is going to be one wild, crazy, fun show. So I am excited for you to listen to this. This is a kind of different show. I'm talking with someone who has gone on a journey of trying to bring a holistic lifestyle for her cats. And that's very, you know, on topic right now. People are really looking at holistic lifestyles for themselves, but wow, for your cats. To me, it sounds like it must be difficult, but I know a lot of people are doing it, and I'm excited to talk to our guests. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, pet parents. Ever wondered how to safely bring the great outdoors inside and connect your indoor pets with nature? Meet Pet Greens, the pioneers in organic live cat grass, catnip, and treats powered with green nutrition. Discover the healing properties of wheatgrass, packed with nutrients and gentle green fiber to support digestive health. Pet Greens helps your pets truly thrive inside. Check out our full range of live cat grass, catnip, and treats at petgreens.com. That's petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Ashley Halick. She is the co-founder of Soy Kitty. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you, Michelle. Glad to be here.
I'm so excited to have you on. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
So, Ashley, we're going to talk today about creating a holistic lifestyle for your cats, which sounds like it must be quite challenging to do. So what exactly does that mean when, you know, we're talking here, you know, holistic lifestyle for your cats? Is it just all organic, all eco-friendly? What does it mean?
Yeah. So for me, holistic lifestyle is looking at the whole of the cat, right? Not just the symptoms, but everything that is involved, right? So the energy of the cat, the environment that the cat lives in, and of course, the things that the cat plays or interacts with or eats. So it doesn't necessarily need to be all organic, all natural, but that helps. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy. I know for me, it's been a journey and I make small improvements every day. And that's the point. There's no end in sight. It's just making improvements.
So what started your journey?
Yeah. So I've been on a personal journey for the last 5 years, just trying to learn more about myself, trying to heal myself, both energetically and some chronic health issues that I've had since I was 15. And that was the start of my journey, but my cat journey started about 2 years ago. My awakening cat that started this journey, his name is Joey, and he's 4 years old. And by the time he was 3.5, he had been to the vet over 30 times. So I got to a point where I was looking for answers and I was looking for another way, because going to the vet that many times for a cat that was less than 4 years old and not getting the answers that I wanted or even my questions answered, and we were unable to find solutions. It was a waiting game. They just said, let's just wait and see until more symptoms come or the symptoms get worse. That wasn't going to happen for me. I wasn't going to wait for my cat to get worse. And so I thought there had to be another way, and I started looking for it.
First of all, sorry to hear about your health issues and about your cat, Joey. That's one of the things that drives me crazy when I think with just regular medicine for people and for pets, there's a lot of good to it, but there's also sometimes, well, let's wait and see. And with cats, it's hard enough if there's issues because they're stoic creatures, so you can't always tell.
Yeah, exactly. So you really have to pay attention to their small little changes, right? The other thing that's interesting is, like you said, it's very similar to the human healthcare system, And it's interesting, a podcast or kind of an influencer that I listen to, Peter Krohn, he calls it a sick care industry. And it's very similar in the pet space as well. They're providing solutions to symptoms. They're not getting or looking at the whole person and the root issue.
Right. Makes perfect sense. So what were some surprises, as this is something that's progressive? It's not like you wake up one day and say, okay, I'm going to be holistic in everything. This is how I work. It's a journey, as you said. So what did you come across when you started doing this? Were there surprises? Was there anything unexpected? Like right when you first started to be more holistic with, you know, your cat?
I think the biggest surprise was the sheer amount of information and things that I didn't know. A lot of times us pet parents hear about the Western health benefits or traditional options for care for our cats. And we don't really hear about the other modalities or solutions that are available to us. So I think the sheer amount of options that didn't include, you know, more medicine or vaccines or, you know, just pumping them full of drugs. There are other things that we can do that are super simple that could change the lives and the well-being of our cats.
So what's an example of something? Because you said there were so many learnings and everything. What was an example of something that stood out?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me was, and I should have known this, but I was following the guidelines and recommendations of my vet. So my cats were on like really expensive, high quality prescription kibble and wet food. And so the biggest surprise was, this is embarrassing to say, but it was integrating real whole foods into my cat's diet. That alone has been the biggest change. And for my cats, in terms of their energy, in terms of their digestion, and the health benefits that I've seen. So that was super surprising. But it's made the biggest impact, hands down.
I mean, they say you are what you eat, and it's true for cats, for dogs. I'm sure for all the furry creatures and probably for everyone, every living thing. But speaking of that, when you said adding whole, one of the things I always like to mention talking in any conversations about cats' diets is you did not make them vegetarian.
No, God, no. Cats are toxic, carnivores. No,
okay.
Cats are
some
carnivores.
People that aren't aware, I always like to bring this up because some people are thinking, you know, holistic and whole foods and all this. And they think, okay, vegan, you know, because vegan's the new buzz thing now. And right. I tried it before, but there was like more years than I want to admit. And there weren't all these things, but that's about me. We're not here about me. So, but some people think about, you know, well, it's good for me, could be good for my cats, or they think something, you know, healthy or holistic and all that right away. The mind thought is, you know, vegan, vegetarian, and no, cats cannot be. So how did you go about, did you like decide, okay, this is fish night, this is chicken night?
Yes. So the first thing that I did is I found a community that would help me learn about this. Stepping into creating your own homemade foods for cats is no small feat. And so I would recommend anyone that wants to start creating their own meals for their cats to find a community or a holistic veterinarian that has specialties in nutrition or a cat nutritionist to really learn from. And don't be afraid to put in the work and put in the research, because there's a lot to learn. And so I have four cats, and two of my cats have had urinary issues. And my other two cats, Jackie and Joey, have had kidney issues. And so the first thing that I wanted to do is start really simple. Like, what's a nutritionally balanced recipe that won't overwhelm me? And so there's plenty of resources that you can use to find this. Dr. Judy Morgan has a simple, holistic, homemade raw cat recipe on her website that's free. So I started with something super simple so I didn't get overwhelmed. And she's a holistic veterinarian with an emphasis in nutrition. So I know that it's nutritionally balanced. I think that's the main concern with anyone creating their own meals for their cats, is ensuring that it is nutritionally balanced, because it is very easy to leave out certain nutrients or vitamins. And so to make sure that they have a recipe or a meal that fulfilled all of their nutritional needs.
You know what? That's a good point, because so many of us grown-ups and children take vitamins, but we don't usually have anything like that to give to our cats. Come to think of it, I'm sure there's cat vitamins, but I really haven't heard of very many. And my other show is Best Pets for Pets, so I would have heard of it, but there are supplements, but that could be tricky. And I'm glad you mentioned that. How hard was the recipe? Was it harder than cooking for yourself or your family?
No, for sure not. The recipe that I used, I think, had maybe 7 ingredients, and it was all raw, so it wasn't difficult at all. The most difficult part was finding a meat grinder that could actually get through the meat.
Oh, gosh. I think that part would kind of be fun, even though I don't eat meat, but I don't know. I think it would be kind of fun. And can you make, so, you know, say some people might be thinking, okay, how can I incorporate into my lifestyle, you know, for my cats and all this? And they might think, wow, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have time all the time to just, okay, let's make dinner for the cats, or, you know, usually most cats eat twice a day. Can you make some and just freeze it? Have you done that in the past?
Yeah, of course. I have 4 cats, so I usually make a meal prep. So I create meals that are 2 weeks in advance and I freeze them. So it's totally doable. And that, for me, I have a pretty busy lifestyle, so that works for me. And I know, you know, if they're running out of food, I can take a container out and thaw it out in the fridge. And I know within 2 days, it'll be ready to use.
Okay. And we're going to stop for our break in just a moment. But Ashley, you said something and it just made me think, wow, we have come a long way. When you said, you know, your cats and when I get ready for meal prep. And I thought, boy, you know, even 20 years ago to hear I'm doing meal prep for my cats, people would think, what? And today it's the norm, or it's, you know, what we want to be the norm in the not so distant future, you know. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Michelle Fern here. Are you looking to enhance your pet's health, wellness, and longevity? Since they can't communicate their feelings directly, Prosper Canine can help bridge the gap. Their simple cheek swab tests allow you to monitor your dog's health and well-being effortlessly. At Prosper Canine, they use cutting-edge technology to analyze genetics, breed, and the groundbreaking field of epigenetics. This means you can understand how your dog is aging, how stress affects them, and even their oral health status, which helps you stay ahead of conditions like gingivitis and bad breath. Take proactive steps towards your dog's health today. Visit Prosper Canine and order your test kits to start making informed decisions for your furry friend's well-being. Enter Best Bets and get 10% off all products at ProsperCanine.com. Prosper, the letter K, and number 9.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Ashley Halick. She is the co-founder of Soy Kitty, and we're talking about how to create a holistic life for your cats, or lifestyle for your cats. So what are some tips for people that are, you know, they're listening, they're thinking, you know, I want to start doing this. I want to create a more holistic lifestyle for my cats. I want to get started. And I know you mentioned with food, you know, and finding the community. What are some other ways to transition?
Yeah. So I think that the easiest way to get started is to find simple ways to remove toxins or chemicals from your lifestyle. So for example, that could include your cleaning supplies, right? Because your cats are on the floor and whatever cleaning solutions you use are getting on their paws. So instead of using traditional chemicals or chemical cleaners, you could use things that are more natural, like vinegar or baking soda or essential oils or citruses. So that's an easy way to start removing chemicals from your household. Another simple thing you could do is, instead of burning, for example, candles, you could start using an essential oil diffuser, or you could use an air purifier, right? So finding ways to start cleaning out the air to make sure that there's no additional irritants in the air that could hurt your kitty's sensitive little lungs. So that's another simple fix that you can start working on.
Those are great tips.
Yeah. Another simple thing you can do is, and I think people forget about this, is you could just sit with your cats in the same room for 10 or 15 minutes and just play with them, pet them, take some long, deep breaths to center yourself, because your energy affects your cats. Your cats are very, very sensitive. They can pick up on your stress, your anxiety, the chaos that's going on. So taking that 5 to 15 minutes and just breathing and relaxing yourself around your cats can really, really help them as well as yourself. So I think that's something people don't think about, that you don't have to do anything. You just sit in silence and breathe. So I think that's something everyone can and should incorporate into their life.
That's a great point. And you really have to do nothing. Say at night, you're vegging out, you're watching TV. Cats just want to be with you. They don't need to be petted. Some of them like to, some of them want major cuddles, but sometimes they just like to know that you're close by and content, you know?
For sure.
They're engaged in their own cat way. Whether they're, you know, just, I mean, my cat likes to sit facing the cushion like she's in a timeout or something, but that's how she likes to sit sometimes. So I think of that as she's like chilling from the world. She doesn't want to deal. So she's just zoning in front of, you know, with the cushion right in front of her face. But great tips. So what would be, for thinking long term, what is the overall goal? Of course, we want overall goal to be a holistic, you know, lifestyle, but is it good cleaning products? We want to be eco-friendly, we want sustainability. There's so much right now, but what is the overall goal for all the pet parents for their cats?
Yeah, I think the overall goal is just to keep trying little things you can improve upon throughout the life of your cat, just to make their lives better and easier, healthier, and more fulfilled. It doesn't have to be very difficult, and it doesn't have to be extreme, but just finding ways to improve their health and well-being. I think that should be any cat parent's goal. Do their best.
Thank you. I think that makes people feel kind of that's something they can attain. It's not overwhelming. You know, it's not that you have to do everything or some of it. You can do just parts.
Of course. And you don't have to do everything all at once. Because I can tell you from my own experience, when I started this journey, I was completely overwhelmed. I saw all the things that I was doing wrong or that were hurting my kitties. And I was like, I have to change this all right away. No, you don't have to. You don't have to be overwhelmed. You can make small incremental changes. And as more information comes out, and more scientific data comes out, your strategies may change. So just being open to explore and experiment and really see what works for you, your family, and your cat, because your cat will tell you. In their own sly way, they'll tell you.
So what are some things you mentioned that you were overwhelmed and when you first started, do you have any tips or any amusing stories? Because I'm sure some of us have tried some things and not succeeded well that you can share.
Sure. So some tips that I would give first, just take it slow and be patient. There's a lot of information out there and there's a lot of things that you can do, but you don't need to do them all at once. So take it slow. I think it's really important for a cat owner to be open and to be curious, open to different healing strategies and modalities beyond what you've been told at the vet or traditional Western medicine, being open to trying alternative approaches like Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, to name a few, and then be willing to experiment. Because not everything that works for one person or cat parent will work for you and your family. And one kind of tale that I'll tell about that is when I started creating my own homemade cat food, there were plenty of weeks where my cats barely ate any of their food, right? Because they were used to kibble and they were used to wet food. They weren't used to meat. They'd never had meat in their lives. And so I think it's really important to make the transition, especially with food, very slowly and not get frustrated, because the more frustrated you get, the more frustrated the cats are probably going to get. So being really patient with the transition is super important. And the last thing I would say is it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. This is a lifelong journey, and just focus on making small little changes, both for your cat and for yourself. Because what I've found in my little community that I'm a part of, I'm part of Dr. Katie Woodley's holistic pet group, which is absolutely amazing. And what I've found talking with these other pet parents is some people will start the holistic journey for themselves, and some people will start the holistic journey for their pets. But in the end, both the humans and the pets find their way to a more holistic lifestyle. So it's really interesting to see that.
I could see that. And I like the fact that you mentioned about transitioning slowly with your cats as well, because cats by nature don't like change. Most humans don't either. And patience is key. It's not something most of us have a lot of, including me. But I've learned with my cats, whether I'm playing with them or just hanging with them, you have to be patient. I mean, you should be patient with any four-legged or even, you know, reptiles or whatever you have with your, along with your cats, but especially with cats. I know that you embrace the holistic lifestyle so well, you even created your own cat litter. Can you tell us about that real quickly?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm the co-founder of a company called Soy Kitty. We're about a year old since the inception, and we create eco-friendly plant-based cat litter. And right now we support the US market. We are currently in our pre-launch phase. So the West Coast, we are fulfilling orders to right now, and the East Coast will be fulfilling orders to within the next 2 weeks. So we're super excited about that. Yeah. So if you're looking for a plant-based, completely non-toxic clumping cat litter that is tough on odors, but not on your kitty or the planet, try Soy Kitty.
I'm excited for you, and congrats on Regear, because it's a competitive market for cat litter. But it's nice that it's eco-friendly and it's plant-based, because you have cats, you have cat litter, and they have it on their paws. It gets all over the house. It gets everywhere. So a more natural cat litter is always better. Well, Ashley, I want to thank you so much. I wish you great success with Soy Kitty. And thank you so much for coming on Catitude.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it. It was so much fun.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. It was so much fun to have Ashley on. What great tips and ideas to, you know, incorporate your cat into a more holistic lifestyle. And hey, yourself too, right? It's amazing what, I mean, the holistic world is just, there's so many amazing things. Anyways, so thank you so much, Ashley. I want to thank my cat crew. Well, I'm not fully holistic. I try to incorporate some holistic lifestyle because it's better for my kitties. It's better for me, better for people around me. So thank you, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. And of course, thank you to all the cat people, feline friends, you know, people that like cats but can't have them for some reason, or just like listening to Catitude. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. I also want to thank my producer, Mark Winter. He works his magic and he makes myself and my guest sound amazing. So thank you, Mark. And hey, lose the attitude. Have Catitude.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.